Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is mostly sunny today. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying clear skies, while Haifa has a gentle breeze. It's a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the U.S. has raised the Israeli espionage threat level to critical, citing concerns over intelligence gathering. This comes from a report by Ynet just in. Also, Hezbollah's veto has broken Lebanon and blocked the Iran deal. JNS reports this development from earlier today. Also this hour, an Israeli airstrike has eliminated top Hamas security officials in northern Gaza. I-24 News brings us this update from earlier today. Separately, former President Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Axios reported this in earlier reporting. And finally, Hezbollah's influence over Beirut continues to thwart diplomatic efforts. This is according to JNS from earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, reports 3 drone alerts in the northern regions of Margaliot, Misgav Am, and Far Galadi. This update came in just minutes ago from Middle East 24. Haivi Buzo, a veteran Middle East commentator, suggests the Lebanon-Israel agreement could challenge Hezbollah's power significantly. She posted this analysis earlier today. I-24 News English reports Iran fired multiple missiles toward Kuwait and Bahrain. 6 missiles were intercepted with no harm to U.S. personnel. This post came in a few hours ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. raising Israel's espionage threat level, this move follows allegations of Israeli surveillance on senior U.S. officials. Ynet reports that the Pentagon is now on high alert, assessing the potential implications for U.S.-Israel relations. This development could strain diplomatic ties. Turning to the impact of Hezbollah's veto in Lebanon, JNS highlights how the organization continues to hold Beirut's foreign policy hostage. The veto has blocked an Iran deal, adding to the region's instability. Lebanese citizens face ongoing uncertainty as political solutions remain elusive. Meanwhile, the Israeli airstrike in northern Gaza targeted key Hamas figures, including the deputy head of their security apparatus. I-24 News notes this action aimed to disrupt efforts to rebuild Hamas's network. For civilians, this increases tension and the possibility of further conflict. On the diplomatic front, Trump's announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon aims to ease tensions and open dialogue. Axios indicates this could pave the way for broader peace talks involving Iran. The regional impact depends on the ceasefire's success in reducing hostilities. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports on the Israeli finance minister's setback as plans to expand VAT exemptions were overturned. This decision affects consumers awaiting international packages. Separately, Kara Swisher warns of the burgeoning influence between Donald Trump and Silicon Valley's elite. KeyTech highlights this as a potential existential threat, raising concerns over their global impact. And finally, Ynet Business discusses the Trump administration's push for a bill featuring his likeness. The implications for U.S.-Israel relations remain to be seen, as this involves significant political symbolism. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.